This old-school samurai movie has a great anti-authoritarian streak. Today I'm talking about Three Outlaw Samurai. This is Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie Podcast. Hello, movie friends. Welcome to Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie Podcast. I am Scott, and today I'm talking about Three Outlaw Samurai, which is a movie that I think I've seen a lot recently. Well, not recently, but just it's in the Criterion Collection. I've seen it recommended a fair amount of times, and I finally got a chance to see it and really enjoyed it for reasons I'll get into shortly. So without further ado, let's get started. A lot has been made about the similarities between samurai movies and westerns, and with good reasons. Both film styles are melodramatic morality plays that frequently feature skilled fighters stumbling upon injustice, that also fit nicely into the historical mythology of their respective nations. And they've got some action in them that also ties into national cultural identity, hence why westerns have guns and samurai movies featured bladed weapons and mostly katanas. And sometimes they're a great place to comment on unjust power structures and what heroes should actually be fighting for. The movie centers around Sakon Shiba, a wandering samurai who stumbles upon a group of peasants who have just kidnapped a local magistrate's daughter. Why? Because the magistrate's taxes are starving them to death. Empathizing with the peasants' plight, Shiba decides to quietly ally himself with the bumbling peasants and may be able to turn the magistrate's best fighters to his side as well. At first glance, you'd be forgiven for thinking this movie looks and sounds a lot like Akira Kurosawa's samurai films with Toshirô Mifune, with our badass lead working with the common people against a corrupt warlord. And while there's plenty of that kind of fun to be had, there are a few things that make this particular movie stand out. First, we have very direct politics. Sometimes subtlety is stupid. If there's anything the last few years on the internet have taught me, it's that being as direct as possible about your messages may seem ham-fisted, but it's not ineffective. And Three Outlaw Samurai is about as direct as you can get. The moral compass in this movie is the aforementioned Sakon Shiba, who, despite trash-talking the peasants for their incompetent capture of the magistrate's daughter, immediately recognizes their desperation and spends the rest of the movie lecturing everyone in earshot about what justice and struggle really is. When he gives the girl the humble bit of food the peasants have prepared for all of them, he points out what a delicacy it is to them, and how, while it may not seem like much, but that this is all they have while she sits in an ivory tower. And Shiba does this with everyone. New samurai shows up to take out the peasants, Shiba mentions why the peasants are fighting, and earns a new ally. The magistrate does some messed up stuff to get the upper hand, and Shiba offers himself up as a sacrifice in a method that is so moving that it gets more and more converts to his cause. Because, as it turns out, being cruel to people, or even a representative of the people who are desperately clinging to life, is really oft-putting. We also have Shiba the smartass. Shiba is the main reason this movie works, not just because he's our moral compass, but also because he's a giant smartass to everyone. As useless as the term anti-hero can be, Shiba is a good example of a prickly hero who's on the right side, while also being a prick. Morally, he's likable. As a character, he's a bit of a jerk. This works really well within the narrative, because it means no one knows what to make of Shiba when they first meet him. Is he just a jackass? Is he heroic? Is he anything? And based on his non-stop quips, it's really hard to like him. It also adds to the outlaw portion of the title that he seems willing to do wrong things for the right reasons. It also makes him the perfect person to talk with other samurai, whom are either wandering themselves or are working for the magistrate. He's charismatic, and if someone is immune to his charms, that's a giant red flag. And finally, we have samurai action. Of course, you can't have a quality samurai flick without solid samurai action, which this movie definitely has. The majority comes at the tail end of the film, but I really like the controlled chaos vibe that director Hideo Gosha brings to the proceedings. He even does stuff that modern action directors do all the time, like have our heroes use the surroundings as weapons, and even builds out up a final standoff between our good guys and the ultimate bad guy after the goon squad has been taken out. The verdict? It's exactly what I wanted. Quick, funny, and with a strong central theme, Three Outlaw Samurai holds up. 8 out of 10. This has been Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie Podcast. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to join our Facebook group, Scott's Self-Indulgent Movie World, for the latest reviews, discussions, and more. See you next time, everybody, and stay safe.